Dr. Mitra Ray. Hello, everyone. Today I wanted to discuss the issue of iron, and it seems that the question of iron comes up often, as many people hear from their doctors that they are anemic. The common misconnection is made that anemia means that the person is iron deficient. The reality is that it means that the blood count is low, and there can be multiple causes for low blood count. Of course, during parasitic infections and acute blood loss, one could be seriously deficient in iron, and you should consult a doctor versed in nutrition, such as a naturopath, to address that matter. If you are that concerned, ask for a ferritin test, which measures stored iron, as well as ask for a complete blood count, or CBC, that shows the size of the blood cells. Smaller blood cells and low ferritin are more of a true assessment of iron deficiency, and that is what you should quiz your doctor about. For the rest of us, take a deep breath and understand that anemia is not just about iron deficiency, and taking iron pills can lead to overdoses very easily, and I strongly suggest not going that route because it's toxic. Find the cause, and most likely it is a lack of overall nutrition compounded by a stressful lifestyle. If you are under a lot of stress, for instance, then this may be hindering the absorption of important nutrients that are involved in the making of red blood cells. Besides reducing stress, taking juice plus and eating more plants will also help alkalinize the body and help you deal with the stress better. So why is iron important? Iron is necessary to create hemoglobin, the substance that carries oxygen from our lungs to every tissue in our body. In the January 2000 issue of my newsletter, available in the archives of my website from heretolongevity.com, I discussed iron and that there is a popular fallacy that the best source of iron is beef. In reality, iron-rich plant foods are much healthier for you. Iron-rich foods include all legumes, kidney beans, lima beans, lentils, chickpeas, etc., and sesame seeds, squash seeds, spinach, and other dark leafy greens, and most nuts. Blackstrap molasses is also a great source of iron. Lastly, anyone who says that they must really need iron because they're craving beef should realize that their body has experienced the same kind of withdrawal as a smoker trying to quit smoking. You should not take a craving for meat too seriously, since it's no different than craving for caffeine, sugar, and alcohol. Science continues to prove that red meat just has too much carcinogenic animal protein and artery-clogging saturated fat and cholesterol. Furthermore, evidence shows that animal-based sources of iron may lead to unhealthy elevated levels of iron stores because our bodies absorb iron at an unintelligent set pace. Plant-based sources of iron, on the other hand, allow the body to absorb iron according to the body's varying and true need. Additionally, the presence of vitamin C that occurs in vegetation and not in animal products works together in synergy with iron that it contains, which allows for this healthier, body-intelligent absorption of iron. Juice Plus and Juice Plus Complete are excellent plant-based sources of iron.